This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560.
Computer.
WQAM.
Your computer.
Yeah, sorry, I was listening to something during the break. You don't even have your headphones on.
But I don't
and
need
late.
Headphones to
and
hear
your
you guys talk.
All right.
Like, if I don't have my headphones on, it don't mean I can't hear you.
Why are you lashing out today, man?
I'm not lashing out. You're the one lashing out.
No, I don't think I am. I think I've been very even keeled
today.
I'll tell you who wasn't on the heater.
83 points.
The heat.
Dude, think about this. I've been chewing on this since I said it yesterday. The Heat would have lost by 20 if the Cavs would have just left after the third quarter.
That's true.
Because they didn't score. They were at 100 and something after the third quarter.
Get to the road to repeat here, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Panthers win 4-2. Anton Lundell, goal and an assist. Aaron Ekblad, welcome back. He scored the game tire. Seth Jones, the game go-ahead. And they were 11 seconds apart. Panthers are now up 3-1 in that series. Game 5 is tomorrow. Get your top hats and monocles ready. Marlins will be back at it tonight, taking on the Dodgers. Game 2 of their series. And Sandman on the hill today. 10-10 is your first pitch. The Warriors go up 3-1 on the Rockets, 109-106. If your night wasn't bad enough, Jimmy Butler went playoff Jimmy, and he was their leading scorer, and he said he got his joy back.
Yeah, that was a knife in the ribs.
Why?
I could, because we already got beat by 55, dude.
Now no, but, Jimmy but, Butler, but I'm saying, like,
basketball again.
Why? No, here's why I
wish
can move
him
on.
Success.
Here's why I can move on. Because he was never going to be that player here again.
That hurts.
He told you that.
Yeah, well, I told him not to do that.
Okay. Yeah,
but what do I know? Keep our mouths shut. Mm-hmm. But enough. We've dwelled on the basketball enough. I want to get to this. This happened over the weekend. Dolphins had their draft. Kind of a bit of an awkward situation, it appears, with the coach and Jalen Ramsey. This was reported upon. And something happened with Mike McDaniel that was a little bit shocking. He didn't have much to say about something.
What?
Which is not like Mike McDaniel.
That's a dead giveaway.
He normally has everything to say about
dead
everything.
Dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm. He was asked about his relationship with Jalen Ramsey at one of their draft press conferences. They had a billion of them. And this is what he didn't have to say about it.
We've peppered Chris with a bunch of Jalen Ramsey questions, but Mike, can I ask you at the end there, what was your relationship like with him before this mutual decision to part ways?
You know, speaking on, the relationship with Jalen on this forum, kind of undercuts what I think is important today, which is we've added a class and are continuing to add new players to 2025 Dolphins. And I think, you know, beyond that, it wouldn't do justice to, you know, these draft picks and what we're trying to do today.
Wow, that was actually pretty concise for him.
It was, but even then, all that was to say no comment.
Pretty much.
So why didn't he just
I don't want to talk about it. You know, we're here welcoming in a draft class.
So we should call him Coach Filibuster.
It undermines my...
words. Here are words here about words me not wanting to talk about how Jalen Ramsey and I hate each other's guts now.
Back in the day, it's just like, shut up, dude. Just get to the point. You know, I've had
Why do they hate each other now?
I don't understand.
What happened?
I've been seeing a lot of bad things about this whole culture in Miami and how we're soft, and apparently that's...
Here's the problem, okay? The only person that needs to adjust in that whole building is Mike McDaniel. And I know all the offenses that he has had before now have prided themselves on being physical up front. And I don't know why it hasn't been that way. Maybe it's because, and here's what coaches do, sometimes they overcoach the situation. So maybe he's like, yeah, this offensive line, we're not very good up the middle. Let's run outside. Right? To the detriment of the team, because everybody knows where you're running.
Yeah.
But if you look at the offenses that they have run, when you go to Atlanta, when you go to San Fran, and here, even when he was in Cleveland, very, very physical up front.
Okay, but take that aside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a guy who's regarded as a player's coach, like, whatever you want to say about Mike McDaniel, whatever he's got to adjust to, the one thing that he's been looked upon is that he's a player's guy. And everybody has said, love his personality. Free agents have said, one of the reasons I wanted to come here was mm-hmm. enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey was thought of as one of those guys. They would be side by side in all these camps. And now it's to the where the relationship is just like,
yeah, because
nah, I can't play for him.
Because he seems soft. There's no accountability to anybody else on the team.
That's crazy.
You can't, if the coach doesn't have accountability, the players can't. The leaders of the team can't hold anybody accountable. Now, just look at a couple of situations.
Why
right?
can't he tell Jalen I can change?
Here's why. I'm going to say this, and I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, okay? Somebody like Jalen looks at the team and sees how certain people are being treated or what certain people get away with.
Which I'd imagine he's one of them, though.
And that behavior isn't going to change. Do you? You don't know that.
I would imagine so.
I don't think if it's a team of special treatment, I would imagine
Jalen Ramsey is one of those guys.
But I don't think you can be a guy that complains about people being soft and light on players, right? If you're one of those guys, it would seem hypocritical.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stars are always accountable of people's situations.
I'm just saying. It would seem hypocritical.
Oh, yeah. It would be.
Right. But I would say this. I think that Jalen Ramsey plays a certain way. He's a level of physical that he thought the team should be, and he wonders whether the team could be that.
I get it.
Okay.
But, you know, this is one of those, I mean, I don't know if like having the whole do-si-do of the defensive coordinators the last 2 years annoyed him, you know, like
could be.
Mike McDaniel didn't step in with the Vic Fangio thing.
Could be.
I don't know, but I just find this is crazy, because honestly what the best thing is for the Dolphins is for Jalen Ramsey, because Jalen Ramsey, you're not getting money relief this year. You paid him.
Right.
And to be at a point of a very obvious need the Dolphins have,
mm-hmm.
and to be at a point where it's irreparably broken, is pretty wild to me, because I thought this was supposed to be one of the calling cards of your coach, who, yeah, we do have questions about the offense that he runs, but one thing that it's supposed to be is he's a player's guy.
It's weird that we talk about the offense that he runs when that is one of the most physical run offenses in the league.
We got Big Jonah now, who's not Eichenberg.
You're still going to keep Eichenberg. You know why, right? I told you why.
He's got pictures.
Multiple positions.
Multiple terrible positions.
Hmm?
What?
He's a backup.
He's one snap away from not being a backup. I'd rather him not be on the roster.
Really?
It's too tempting.
What do you mean?
Because you want to know why?
He's a backup.
One bad thing happens. What does Spo do?
He's a backup. He
the Wiley vet.
Boom. Won't you feel a little bit more relief if he wasn't there?
No, I like Slow-Mo.
Mm, do you?
Yeah.
You seem to make fun of him a lot.
I do. I mean, your answer to combat Evan Mobley and was it Jaren Jackson?
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen can't be Slow-Mo. They run around him like, did you see him dribbling the ball down the floor? I'm surprised they didn't take his lunch money.
Oh, my God. He dribbles so weird.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The ball, he's 6'10", and the ball's eye level.
How has he made it this long?
I don't know. Crafty. Crafty veteran.
He is crafty.
Yeah, we don't need crafty. We need buckets.
Man. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. If you guys want to have some fun talking sports with us, come on out to WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. It's coming back Friday, May 9th, at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM staff. Enjoy a whiskey and cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop on by. Whiskey Stars and Cigars, hey. Tabacon and Plantation Walk. It's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. Yes, Leroy.
I'm just telling you guys right now, come hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a little talky-talk.
Can you talk over at the Windowplex? We need a weather update.
All right.
Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Demesman and Dover, are you legal with me? Demesman and Dover, one big happy family. Woo!
Yeah.
Over here by these waters, it's looking mostly cloudy, right? Winds are coming out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Also, I can tell which way the wind's blowing because they're doing the roof over there and the smoke is blowing left to right.
Roof's on fire.
And I would say it's about 80, 85 degrees, maybe warming up in the next couple of days. And I'm just noticing something I probably shouldn't be seeing.
Go ahead. Say what you have to say.
Who's walking?
Two candied yams in a jumper.
Lent is over. You could
free coming Willy across the street.
Speaking of Free Willy.
Hey.
Jesus.
Hey.
How you doing, Frog Boy?
She's gonna have to put some ointment on her thighs.
Leroy. Oh,
she got that chafing?
Road rash. Wow.
That's some serious stuff, okay?
The Heat played like thigh chafe yesterday.
I would rather my thighs chafe every day to watch
that. Why you call thigh chafe?
I need some baby powder on them thighs.
Some tenactin. Fast acting tenactin.
Man. Did you guys see this interview with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend?
Oh, no, what happened? I heard.
I saw a headline. But
did she like come in and
she's like sick of this. She's basically like his
secretary.
Like, yeah, but almost like, but she's bossy.
She's gonna kill him.
I don't know if she is. He looks happy.
Wow. No, he doesn't.
Listen,
look happy.
Let me tell you something about Bill Belichick.
You know what the bully likes? The bully likes every time getting bullied.
That's crazy.
So he's been barking orders in his life for a million years. And now.
This is ridiculous, though.
Wow. Hey, weird. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
That face actually kind of scares me.
Bill, you're my guy. I have never said one bad thing about you. Okay?
You love him.
Love him. What he has done in football is amazing. I don't care what people think. Dude,
What's up with that shirt?
Looks out of college.
It looks like why does it look? Why does it look like you got in a knife fight right before you got on air?
This was CBS.
Like he was trying to dodge ninja stars.
This was CBS News interviewing Bill Belichick.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
There you go. So that was like the
what are you hiding? Wow.
But this is the thing. So there was more stuff coming out from TMZ about this interview. Because that was like obviously the part that goes viral. But apparently, like, she did this multiple times during the interview. And according to sources, said, this is from TMZ, we're told outside of the baffling moment that made the final edit, there were numerous other instances of Hudson butting in. Even when the legendary coach was answering questions about football, she would stop and correct him. Our sources say Belichick only arrived at the interview with Hudson. No one from the publishing company, he published a book he's promoting. The University of North Carolina and other reps were with him, which is a bit of a head scratch to the CBS producers. At one point, the Q&A, Hudson got so heated, she stood up and walked out and wanted Bill Belichick to follow. It's unclear if the coach agreed, but the blow-up delayed the whole interview about a half hour. We're told once things calmed down, the reporter, who was spooked by the whole encounter, elected to wrap things up quickly and end the awkward experience.
You know what?
I don't like that.
I would say this is that who cares?
What?
Right? Well, I'll tell you who cares, actually.
Who cares? Who cares how they met? Who cares whatever?
Nah, I need to.
Nobody knows what their relationship is other than them two, and if they're fine with it, to hell with everybody.
Well, this is what else is here, because his employer apparently is a little bit concerned about it.
North Carolina.
It says, as for the dumpster fire, how the dumpster fire got edited, we're told higher-ups at CBS News and Sports had gotten involved to figure out how to salvage it. While a second interview was scheduled to go down at a later time, it was ultimately scrapped. The whole ordeal isn't sitting well with Belichick's employers. We're told the folks at UNC are now concerned about Hudson's influence on Belichick's tenure as the head coach of Chapel Hill, especially with her essentially taking a role as his manager. As a source put it, quote, there's a growing sense this could become a problem.
Yeah. She ain't doing nothing. He's a football coach. Who cares about the other stuff?
She's already... because football hasn't been played, so of course she hasn't done anything with the football.
Exactly.
But she's already sinking her claws into this, man.
You, again, you don't know what their relationship is. I always...
Bill, blink
I learned
twice.
This a long time ago. Lyle Levitz ended up with Julia Roberts. I'm like, okay. You don't know what their relationship is. Right? Because that's an ugly dude. I'm going to just put that out there.
Obviously, she hasn't updated his fashion because it looks like rats ate his sweatshirt.
What is
but does again.
I thought that was like a Kanye West sweater.
Just because you don't understand what they got going on doesn't mean something's wrong.
But there's,
I don't think it's the concern
wrong,
of
though.
The relationship. I think it's the concern of her butting herself into his business.
But okay, guess what? And if there's a problem with that, he'll deal with it.
Well, it doesn't sound like he did deal with it. It sounds like she dealt with it.
I think he is, though.
Then that means he don't have a problem with it.
I don't think this is the same.
Who cares what we think? All we need to know is it affecting his ability to coach?
We don't know yet.
It's going against his like everything that he stands for.
Of course.
He doesn't want to stand with diva wide receivers, yet he has a momager on him who's essentially...
A momager?
A momager.
That's like
a juice box. I'm telling you, he's treating her, or she's treating him like one of those cheer bombs. Like, it really is a weird scenario.
It's not really a good look when you're standing right next to him during an interview and telling him what to do.
We're not going to answer
it's
that.
Also,
it's also cutting into.
I think the thing that's weird. Well, I'll tell you what I find weird about it, Leroy, is like Bill's already like Bill is the he's got a black belt in this himself. Like nobody's right. better at shooting down the media. So to see somebody kind of hold his hand into it, it's a bit weird. It's like normally he seemed fine. He's like, I'll talk whatever. He's like, because he was fine with just like, oh, I'll shoot it down. Hey, no. No.
Belichick never needed that. I bet the easiest job in the world is being the Patriots' PR agent.
Here's the
because Bill Belichick just shoots down everything. He's on to Cincinnati.
But here's the crazy thing about it.
I'm not going to talk about that.
I don't know why he needed assistance, because the first part of that question, when they talked about him and how he left
New England. The Kraft thing, yeah.
He went full Bill Belichick on the situation.
Exactly.
Which is exactly why he's
right. So why all of a sudden did he need assistance?
That's what's weird about
exactly.
it.
Right.
That's
so weird about it.
So here's what I would say.
What is she hiding?
Here's what I would say.
Where do they meet? Chuck E. Cheese.
There'll be a conversation one way or another. Here's what I think. I think if she's there in that capacity to do those things, it's because he's old as hell.
He is old as hell.
Right. And the only question that you should have is if she has to be there in that capacity, is he going to be able to do his job?
This
you
man,
see what I'm saying?
This man needs September 1st against TCU so bad.
Oh, man.
We're on to the Horned Frogs.
The Horned Frogs.
Sounds like he is a horny frog.
Hey, listen, Dave's wanting another one.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend. Is next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Final segment of the show. We'll close it out the only way we know how with a little game we like to call The Damage Is Done, my friend. Go around the room.
The damage is done, my friend.
Say where the damage has been done. I got to be honest with you. You know, I could pick so many people from the Miami Heat. I really could. But that's the easy way out. Because this whole show has kind of been damages done on them. Instead, I'd like to go to John Cooper, head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I refer to him as Coach Pooper.
Pooper.
If you guys missed it yesterday, this was him after Hagel took another hit. He's not going to play in Game 5, by the way. They just announced it. And
so do you mean there's ramifications coming down to?
Oh, well, he got the ramifications because he threw first blow. He's the one who took out Barkey.
Right.
So head on a swivel. We got a revenge. That's how it's going to go,
answering
dude.
Answering questions about a hit every single game. So I'll ask you. You ask me the question. Why are you asking me the question? Do you have anything to say about it?
Nobody cares about it.
Oh, well, but, you know, if anybody in here has something, stand up and let me know. All right, let's move on.
It's Coach Pooper.
Dude,
pooping his
second,
pants.
Colic.
Like, what just happened?
He's got colic.
So I would have to say to you, Coach Pooper, the damage is done, my friend. You guys started it. Ekblad finished it.
Damage is done.
You want to keep it going. You want to poke the bear. You want to be with the bullies. You better keep your head on a swivel. Don't have just one guy. We got waves of guys who will stand up for each other. Damage is done.
That actually kind of bleeds into my damages.
Damage is done.
Okay, Jennifer.
Can I just go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So the second you challenged the goal that Aaron Ekblad did, the damage was done because you activated him after that.
Damage is done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, how long can you go before you can review? They were almost in the locker room because the period was almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How far back can we go?
They reviewed it right after.
They added 41 seconds to the game. That's not right after.
Well, I'm thinking you probably have to go from where the offsides was.
Whatever.
All right.
Okay. My damage is done. goes to you.
Why?
Because before last week, you put all of these expectations on the Heat and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. Okay? And you did this all with a team that was five games under 500. How do you think a team with five games under 500 is going to play?
You told me playing was playing.
Playing is playing.
So I might as well have the expectations. I've seen a playing team I've seen a playing team go to the finals.
That's why my damage is done.
According to your rules.
It's an anomaly. There's anomalies in sports.
Okay.
Right? You know, we saw two of them yesterday. You know what that was? Both teams scored two goals in 11 seconds. Has that ever happened before? No. So you think it can happen again? So if the Panthers are down by one goal with 30 seconds left, you're going to just assume, oh, they can score two goals.
I always think the Panthers can score two goals.
Not in 11 seconds, dude. That doesn't happen.
I mean, not with 11 seconds left in the game.
All right.
I don't like how you always blame me. I feel like I've been your damage is done for like 4 weeks running.
Because you won't stop.
Damage is done, my friend.
What do you want me to do?
Take a break and just stop.
You just want me to sit here and be like,
no?
Just try hard, guys.
No. No, because you go, Zion.
That'd be fun.
Morant.
Well, that'd be fun too. Dunks.
Yeah, but he dunked one time and he's out for 3 weeks.
That's a risk. Better than Wiggins, who does nothing and then is out for 3 weeks.
I know. I have a hard time with guys that play the game, finish a game, and then miss a month. Like, how hurt were you? You finished the game. Anyway, so you're my damage is done. Because you put false hopes, right?
Hmm?
You have false expectations, right? And you make me look bad. And make me look like a hater when I say, what are you talking about, dude?
Stand on your own takes. Like, if you want to be a hater, you're a hater.
I'm not a hater because I say a team that's five games under 500 ain't going to win the championship. Dude, I'm being a hater?
You were a hater when they went to the finals, too. You're like, that was an analysis. You just shouted Jim VP and put your hands away. When I was right. And you wouldn't even give me credit then because you said it was a stupid reason.
It was.
Well, it doesn't matter. I was still right.
Oh, my God. So, you admit you were wrong this year?
About what? About what?
Really? You say this.
About what?
Every year.
Specifically,
what was the same thing? And now he's going to say about what? Did you think that he was going to win the series?
No.
Tobin!
I got to keep up for appearances, baby.
Hey! Minus one for straight out line.
Wow.
Minus one for lying.
You're not going to see me scared.
I'm not saying you're scared. Mm. You understand that you picked a team five games under 500 to be the team that won 60 plus games.
When did I pick that? Find it on the record. Find it.
See, here's
when did I pick
go.
That?
Here's what
where did I pick it?
Okay,
find
you did.
It. You
did.
You do a radio show with me every day. Find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Here we go. You do this every year.
I don't do anything.
Find the tape where I said this. There. This team had 25 more wins.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought they'd be a little spunkier. Five, maybe six, you know? Instead, they embarrassed themselves and disgraced themselves.
No.
The most embarrassing.
They
legit, Leroy, in the history of basketball, there's never been a margin of defeat in a series bigger than this one.
Yeah, okay, but when I say that about the other way, about how it's very rare for a team to win.
You didn't say that.
I said this year was an anomaly when they went to the finals.
That was 2 years ago.
But did I not say that? From the play-in to the finals?
Yeah, but
or from the eight seed to the finals?
The series.
Huh?
I didn't say they were going to win the series. Find it.
Dude.
Find it.
You know, you do this all the time when you say stuff and then you say, go find it.
If I say something that's so
ridiculous, you do it every day.
Tell Frogboy, mark it down, save that.
We don't have, if we played,
we have plenty of data.
They just came from IT and said, stop recording Tobin's stuff because it's taking up all the space. Convenient. You say something every day.
Convenient excuse.
Oh, my God. Marcos, see? All right. Go ahead, Marcos. What's your damage is done? Because this dude, why do you do this? Why do you
I'm not going to put up for your slander. You lie.
Dude, once a day, you say something ridiculous.
All I said was, this is all I said. I said, they win against the Bulls, then they beat the Hawks, and then if they would have won game one, I told you, said, Leroy, I'm going to be insufferable on Monday. It didn't happen. And you somehow took...
Why were you still insufferable?
What?
Somehow you were still insufferable.
I don't think I was.
Did you say you didn't six at any point?
Nope. I throwingly, jokingly away when we had Michael McCullough on because he was a guest. I want to be polite. I said, you know me, with me, buddy, it's always Heat in five. Well, Heat in six. You know, I wanted to make our guest feel well, but it wasn't an official pick.
It
wasn't an official pick. Don't do that, Berter. Don't do that.
I think I'm Wile Heat Coyote. You know why?
Why is that?
Because every time you talk,
I look
down the tunnel with the lights.
Will you just let Frogboy do his thing?
We have time.
My damage is you, Tobin. No, my
Heat Nate comeback Cavs. We got to round them up because you know they 1-2-3 Cancun. Mm-hmm.
If somebody can find a pick, I'm all for it. Go do your digging. Do your worst.
Stop, dude.
Everything I say is on the record.
So you never. So you didn't pick a team at all. You didn't pick anybody in the series.
I didn't do a pick for the series. I thought it was pretty obvious what was going to happen. Not that, but I think we all knew it was going to happen.
So let me get this straight. For the first time in the history of the Miami Heat and us doing this show, you didn't pick a team in this series.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Did you? Did we do a pick segment?
I don't think so.
No, where is it? No, seriously. Okay. No, let me ask you. No. Seriously, I know you're laughing, but let's be real about it because you don't want to be a grown-up. What was your pick?
We didn't even talk about it.
Oh, okay.
But
I mean, that's what he said.
That's exactly what I said. You're boxed in.
No.
Okay.
Maybe you talked about it with Jay Crawford. I don't know.
Leroy.
Maybe you're mixing up intangibles. I don't know. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. Jay Crawford's an intangible?
Wow. Yeah, not the, you're thinking of Six Man.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford.
Yep.
So I was just, I mean. What? You know,
it's just... Anyway, Frogboy, go already. Let's see.
Yes, this isn't going to improve vibes around here, but at least we're going to hear somebody else complaining for once. Maybe Chris Greer can take a page out of this man's book and listen to a local radio show for once. I'm talking about Bills GM Brandon Bean.
Stupid name.
Stupid name for sure. Very emotional, sensitive man. This is him calling into a radio station that was very critical of the draft
selection. He didn't call in. He was scheduled to do an interview.
Oh, he has a show there.
Yeah.
Like on a weekly appearance?
Yeah.
It's the Brandon Bean Show.
Well, he is talking on air with the host of
the... Brought to you by Bill's Buffet Tables, the finest tables to jump through like a doofus.
Brandon Bean. Very emotional.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points. Our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show. You got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Man, this guy's got to clean it up a little bit, huh?
This guy is a potty.
Kids are listening.
Mouth, dude.
So he's right. He boxed them in.
Eh.
You can't complain about receiver when you led the league in scoring.
I'm going to be like, hey, what's this guy's name? Hey, Brandon Bean.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a little bit of an anomaly? Like, you're sitting here, and all of a sudden, Josh Allen, you think, who's tired of running into people, would like somebody other than Mac Hollins to throw to on the outside? Call me crazy. Ego like that is what gets your quarterback hurt. We'll see.
See, I sympathize with you when the show started. Now I just want to kick your ass.
Why?
Because you've just been mean all day.
No way he's going to make it to 3 p.m.
Nope.
Damage is done.
I'm going to go downstairs, give me some food and a cocktail.
Oh. Your third leading receiver being Dalton Kincaid with 400 yards. It's kind of a viable complaint.
That is crazy.
Like, still I get it. Still scored 30
I get
points.
It, but, like, come on.
Bit of an anomaly. I agree.
And, but, and you guys, and here's the other thing. He's acting like having Stephon Diggs wasn't good for Josh Allen's career.
Yeah.
You know? Did kind of turn around when he got there.
Did kind of turn around. So,
but last year.
Obviously, those guys aren't very
wasn't
good.
Wasn't he an MVP last year?
Josh Allen? Yeah. Deserved.
Yeah. With who had wide receiver?
With Mac Khalil Hollins. Shakir and Keon Coleman.
Okay. Yeah. So, I guess it was.
Can that keep up?
No way.
I don't know.
I would say they'll add a receiver.
Why is that? He doesn't need them.
No, that yo
ego.
Oh my goodness, you.
It's the same thing as
you. You want to just end this like. You're batting the baby blues
because baby
he wants it to get to a point where I go over there and just punch him in the snot box.
Wow,
snot box.
That's what he calls
Trevor
it.
Says, Tobin, say that, this says the same thing about Tom Brady and his wideouts. Oh, yeah, you mean like that last year when he actually had wide receivers and led the league in passing with Godwin and Mike Evans? Yeah, he hated it. He hated life. Broke every record with Randy Moss. Yeah, they're useless. Anyway, what a show.
Dade South said that's a snot chest.
That's a show for today, everybody. Toodles!
Kepka!
What did I tell you about Aaron Ekblad?
He's a good boy!
He's a good boy! He's a good boy, Jennifer!
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
This is a monumental moment in my life!